Hello and welcome to Ask a Coach. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. In one of our running groups the other day, someone mentioned that they thought their fitness tracker was mismeasuring the amount of calories they burnt because they had run to the shops the day before, and then a couple of days prior to that they'd walked to the shops and their fitness tracker measured that they'd burned the same amount of calories pretty much both times. And how could that be? Because if you're running faster, you're expending more energy. And that's right. If you're running faster, you are expending more energy. But if you are running, covering the same distance, it doesn't really matter whether you walk to the shops, skip to the shops, hop to the shops, crawl to the shops, run to the shops, pretty much. You are going to expend the same amount of energy. And I'll get to that in a bit. But firstly, I just want to look at how your fitness tracker actually measures your calories burnt. Firstly, it's not really 100% accurate. Also, it relies on data that you have entered in there to be accurate. So your personal data that you enter, like your age, your gender, your body weight, and your height, is used to estimate your BMR, your basal metabolic rate, so the calories you burn just by being. If your fitness tracker is 5 years old and you haven't updated your age in the last 5 years, that's going to make a difference to how your or what your BMR calculation would be. Same with body weight. If you've lost 5 kilos or put on 5 kilos since the last time you entered your data there, that's going to make a difference to the calculation that your tracker comes up with respect to your basal metabolic rate. So it estimates what your BMR would be based on population norms. And it also estimates how much you burn for an activity based on population norms and that information that you've entered in there. But of course, some people have a fast metabolism, some people have a slower metabolism. This also doesn't take into account how much muscle mass you're using. To some extent, it doesn't take into account intensity. It will probably be using some of the data that it's collected from you over time to make an estimate of how much energy you're using. So the longer you've had it and the more data it has collected, probably the more accurate that is going to be. Doesn't take into account things like wind resistance though. You're going to be working at a higher level of effort in a greater wind resistance. I mean, I don't know how inaccurate it is, but it's definitely not 100% accurate. So it's fine if you're using that to kind of compare day on day or week on week or, you know, month on month, whether you're expending more energy, because the inaccuracies are pretty much going to be the same each time that it measures it. But if you're really trying to use that to nail how much energy you need to be taking in, it's not going to be 100% accurate. So just keep that in mind. So back to our quandary about burning the same number of calories to run, say, 5K, no matter how fast you're running. Think about this. If you walk 5K, that might take you 40 minutes. If you run 5K, it might take you 25 minutes. So whilst you're burning more calories whilst you're running, you're not running for as long. So the thing is, we're actually used to expressing calories burned by unit of time. If you were to Google calories burnt in 30 minutes, you'll come up with a whole lot of different exercises and the amount of calories you burn if you did that exercise for 30 minutes. So that's kind of what we're used to looking at and knowing that, you know, running at a faster pace is going to burn more calories if you do it for 30 minutes than running at a slower pace. But that's because you're measuring by the amount of time you're running for, not the distance that you're running. So it takes the same number of calories pretty much to run the same distance, whatever pace you're running at, until you get into some anaerobic energy burning. How it works, you're running for less time. So even though per minute you're expending more energy, you're actually running for fewer minutes. Hope that solved one of life's little mysteries for you, or I might have actually made it a little bit more complicated. But I will leave a link in the notes to an energy burned calculator so you can have a bit of a play around with different paces of running yourselves if you like. Don't forget, if you've got a question that you would like me to answer, drop me an email at kirsten@hookedonrunning.com.au.